chini ya mbuyu.
The leader in you comes out when you know and keep reminding yourself that you are enough.
Wow.
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 Chini ya mbuyu.
Take a chance. You will apologize later.
You're so confident. I like it. Yeah.
There's so much information that is coming at us. There are so many sources of information, and to some point it becomes overwhelming.
I invite you to be open. I invite you to share your insights and experiences.
Chini ya mbuyu.
So hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Chini ya mbuyu podcast. I'm very excited. Today I'm in Turkana. I'm in a girls' school. I'm engaging 5 lovely young women who are going to tell us about SRHR, what they know about SRHR, what they'd like to learn, and how this information can be given to them. My name is Orindi. I am the host of this podcast. We can start from here. Introduce your name. Yes.
Okay, hi, I'm Agape from Turkana.
Hi, I'm Camilla from Turkana.
Hi, I'm Kasti from Turkana.
Hi, I'm Tamilia from Turkana.
Hi, I'm Maureen from Turkana.
Thank you, ladies. Karibuni sana. So I'll ask you one thing. What do you love most about being in school? Since you're in school.
Okay, one thing I love about being in school is it is a more great place for me to get information that I didn't have past days.
For me, it helps me to know about how I'll be when I'll be growing up. And it helps me to know what I can do to achieve that.
For me, it helps me to know how to, communicate with other people from outside.
It helps me to socialize with other girls. And also, school is like a platform where I can get to access for places like you, Lidada. So, yeah.
For me, in school, I've acquired knowledge and skills of life.
That's really, really nice for me. What I loved about in school is that I wasn't paying bills. Now I'm out of school. Now I'm paying bills. So life happens. Sawa. So let's get straight into our topic. I didn't mention that we're trying to understand the information that you already have about sexual reproductive health and rights. That will then inform a learning platform that you can use to increase access to information in Kenya. Sawa.
Yes.
So you can start with what comes to your mind, Ama, what do you know about sexual reproductive health and rights?
Okay, sexual reproductive health and rights, it's there are ways it enables a girl to know changes that happen in her body and also how to cope up with them and how to control them when she's unable to.
For me, this program has helped us to know more about ourselves. We have understand more about changes that we go through.
For me, it helps us to know how to handle these things, these new changes that we always pass across them.
So it has helped understand that the changes that happen in our body, they are just normal things that take place. They are just not weird things going around in our bodies.
Mm.
And about reproductive, it's something that is there. It's not something that has just come from heaven or from anywhere. It's something that is there.
Why do you think learning about sexual reproductive health and rights is important for girls?
Because it helps us to know how to handle them and how to manage those things and how to cope up with them. Yeah.
So one thing, it also helps you to grow well. When you understand this reproductive health, you are able to grow and teach others and educate more and more. You don't grow with fear, like you are hiding yourself when you're on periods, like that.
It helps also to maintain your health and yeah, usiogope pia.
Unaogopa nini?
To ogope, you know, we are trying to. Unajua kuna venye, you guys are nisotu natai kuwentain.
Ati sisi tuna?
Mnaka, you know, majuu, so tunavenye, kuna venye transaki. Walai, unakre, no, mgejua, like, mkitoka hapa. We, kwanza vile sisi tujua, tuko kwa hii room, tukienda huko, we, tutaongelio kawa, tumetoka hewe.
Hey,
So, yeah.
Wow.
So, that's why, you know.
Before our session today, mlikuwa mmesikia anything about sexual reproductive health and rights? Mlikuwa mnajua inamaanisha nini?
Honestly,
no. To me, no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'll ask you, kama mme encounter any challenges mkitaka ku access information ya sexual reproductive health and rights?
Yeah, me I can say like Some other times you are afraid to ask these things because sometimes I used to feel that anything to do with the reproductive or sexual parts are supposed to be private. Mm. They're not supposed to be engaged with anyone else.
Yes. Sometimes I feel like, let me say, if these changes, they are there, I can't ask my parents, like, how? You know, you fear. Maybe they can. They won't even answer you. Yeah.
Why are we... let me ask before they answer. Mm-hmm. Why are we so afraid of asking our parents? And why are our parents also... Pia wao wanaogopa kuongea?
Because they think it's private. Something to be private.
Deals with your body.
Yeah.
Your body. Some other parents think that you just know. Mm. They just know that because you are in secondary, like now in a girls' school, you're mingling with girls. They just know, like, this daughter is in school. She knows these things. She's supposed to be taught in school. But you find unaweza kuja hapa shule, and then the teacher are even more afraid than your parents to teach you. So you're just there in the middle. You don't know. Your parents think you're in school, you're being taught. Your teachers think at home you're being taught. And then you're just there in the middle.
So no one wants to teach. Everyone thinks the other person is teaching.
Some other parents are like shameful to talk about them.
It. Yeah, mostly like those single parents, mostly like can dad. Of course, I easy taka kuangelea rather than unexpected. Anajua tu mtake issues and a girl school. So, yeah, anafunzo huko sambona aniulize mimi, I'm a man, you know? Mm. Yeah, the egocentric sometimes. So, yeah.
Some of us tuko na low self esteem. Like, unaona ukikuliza mtu ni aibu.
Yeah.
About those things.
But let me tell you, like, as girls, tumefunzwa that our bodies ni kitu ya kuogopa, ni vitu za aibu, ni vitu za kuficha, and it's not right. Because it's just, everything is natural. Yeah, sex is natural. Periods are natural. Your body changing is natural. So, atukua tunafaa kufunzwa, like, ukijificha. I don't know if you guys, when you're growing up, mlikuwa mnatembea hivi.
Yes.
So that your boobs are not seen. Sindio?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think when you're growing up, tunafunzwa how to cover ourselves and hide ourselves. It usually leads to us making mistakes because we don't know. And then to the point you've raised that parents wanaogopa kuongea, do you think this is a conversation that parents should be having with their children?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Why? And most because importantly, I would think that the male parents are supposed to be educated because of this. Because you find most of the time, like me, I'm more engaged to my dad than to my mom. So if my dad would have known this information, he would be the first one to teach me, because most of the time while he's at home, we are together. So I think this information will not be only passing to the female gender, also to the male. And also, if I can relate this story, there is once in news that a child went on period while in class, and then a male teacher insulted her, and she went and killed herself.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So you see, if the male teacher or the male now gender would have known this, it would not have been something bad to that girl. So I think that.
And then, sir, because you've mentioned that your parents are not your source of information, where do you get this information from?
From friends. Also from websites, as in...
Yeah, internet. And I can say programs like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also internet. This.
Yeah.
Like you guys, tunapata kwenu. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you get this information from school?
Yeah.
Is it comprehensive?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, I can say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because our teachers sometimes... Teachers, like... We had another day where they were teaching us about the pads. So it's something that is there.
Alafu, what would you like to be taught about as a child that you think you're not being taught? What information gaps? Nini mnataka kujua yenye? No one wants to say anything about it. That you would want us to provide?
Me, I will say about vaginal checkup care.
Mm-hmm.
The way of not getting engaged with this SRI.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as in how to... Kama saizi msichana experience menstrual flow, how to deal with them, and also how to maintain the hygiene like experience menstrual.
Okay, what do you think we can do? And by we, I mean everyone, schools, organizations like Akili Dada, the government, county and national. What do you think we can do to make this information more accessible to girls?
and also to visit us more, not only in schools, but also some girls in the villages, because they don't know more about those things.
I think you brought an interesting point before the answer. When we were doing the session with you guys,
yes,
you were telling me how
girls,
in your community don't have, girls who have not gone to school don't have access to,
to information.
To basic information. Like, for example, I think someone was saying that they don't have access to pads.
Yes,
and
that
I think
is
you
true.
Can, I think you can sort of expound more for our listeners to understand.
Okay, honestly, like in the villages there, you know, you may find some girls, they are not, they don't know more about like how to use always. But they always, sometimes they use mattresses, sometimes they use their cotton, like they can wrap it, you know, on their innerwear.
You know, it's a funny thing also, like us Turkanas, it's believed that when a girl experiences menstrual flow, like it's your day, so you go to like Kwamstuni, then like Kunachimba, then you stay the whole day apo paka ishe. And you know, you have to experience all the, like, for example, Kwamstana experience cramps and Nachua, funny, and you know, and then excess yamaji, it's very rare, so yeah, so afai kufanya kazi, ndo asichafuke, you know, so yeah.
For some girls, they lack those like sanitary towels to use.
Like unaweza pata in uko the marginalized community, ukienda period like ikutokea kwa nguo, unapata some people wanaku demolish. Like wanasema ama unapata some girls akienda hiyo menstrual anaanza kulia, and I think labda something has happened internally inamfanya anakuwa scared, so I talk, unaona, get your, unajua sometimes they usually say talk out and then you get the information.
Yes.
So if you found you're not talking, unampata inamfanya self esteem yake inaleta.
They don't always lack only the always, but some of them don't always wear even the pants because they don't have money to buy them.
Even how to maintain their hygiene when they are experiencing those menstruation.
So there's clearly a gap in girls who don't go to school, girls who don't have access to education. Thank you for letting me know.
Okay, so going back to our school here, do you receive any SRHR information here? And if you do, who teaches you? And do you think it's enough?
Okay, sometimes we have this, you know, in this school, on Sundays, we have the program of pastoral care. So in this pastoral care, we discuss about our lifetime. How do we, you know, cope with these things? Sometimes we also even have a life skill lesson that the teachers teach us more about hygiene and also how to handle them. Yeah.
Maybe in those pastoral care lessons, the teachers wanaweza kuja watuulize mnataka mfunzwe patika magani, vitu gani nyamjui. So, tunaandika kama sikuandika, we ask just on it. Then wakikuja wanakuwa prepared kutufunza.
Yeah.
But I can say that is not enough because you can find someone who is like, tunasemanga ule silent. Akuna so many questions anataka kuuliza, but because she's afraid, unapata ulizi. And because the teacher ameyeka in a course of asipeleke, not just some teachers don't like it, iende kwa shame place, like mtu ata feel afraid. So, mina feeling it's not enough.
Mm. Now that you've mentioned that the SRHR information that you already have is not adequate, and that your teachers and your pastors and your parents are not willing to share this information, where are you most comfortable accessing this information about SRHR? Which platforms would you like to access this information from?
I'll say magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because if you have now a magazine, it will be better. Like, you are just reading it by your own, you're understanding it by your own. No one is like, you see, sometimes when you just shout, I'm on period, someone feels like, oh, is that something to say in public?
Mm.
So if you're having your magazine or your pamphlets, it's easy because you're just understanding about your own self.
Yeah. Mm. Keep in mind, I can say on television or radios, because, you know, you may find some people, they don't know how to read those things in magazines. They can only see and understand them, or hear them.
Also, maybe through internet, because someone can have their own privacy when they're going through the internet and ask questions inside the internet. So,
maybe billboards can help also.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think we can reach the... Because you've mentioned that if we do magazines, of course, we are catering for people who can read and write.
Yes.
And you've mentioned that girls who don't have access to education, obviously they can't read and write. How then can we get this information to them?
We can see radio stations. Like, we can say, like, now in Turkana, we have a radio station that is using the local language, which is Turkana. Now that can be a better platform because you can find maybe a house as a radio and they're using that Turkana language. So if you pass that information through there, it can be easily heard.
I can also say churches because a lot of churches are here in Turkana.
Yeah.
And also they're in marginalized areas. So I think, and also, you know, as they say, you do well in seeing. So, like, I can say we can dramatize when in churches and when someone experiences this type of situation. So, yeah, it's really helpful.
Mm. So, ladies, that is all. We have come to the end, and I really loved engaging with you and learning from you. I think I've picked some insights.
I was asking if maybe you get support for the government because this thing, it really is inataka pesa nyingi. You cannot get a lot of these things. So you have to get the government support.
Yeah. Akili Dada to be supported by the government.
Santini, Akili Dada to be supported by the government.
Yes. Yeah.
Key points to note. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So as I was saying, unless there's any last thing.
Okay, to me, I want to say thank you because we have been able to learn more. Like me, I did not know about this. Sexual rights, like your body is your body, you have assertiveness to say no or next. So I'm educated now.
Lovely. Anyone else?
Also, I'm also happy that you guys came all the way.
And
you know, we get to know that kumemsane zongele about periods.
Yeah.
And you know, this akipata situation yote, she can easily access na siogope.
Yeah.
We are sisters and so.
So we all say thank you.
You
gave me thank you.
Thank you so much, ladies.
You're welcome.
It's been a pleasure. The views that have been shared here are expressly our own views and they do not reflect the views of Akili Dada or any other affiliate organizations.